This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi this evening. The third edition of the Kautilya Economic Conclave will be held till the 6th of this month. This year's conclave will focus on themes such as financing the green transition, geo-economic fragmentation, and the implications for growth, principles for policy action to preserve resilience, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness at the Union Cabinet's decision to include Marathi, Pali, Prakrit, Assamese and Bengali into the list of classical languages. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the NDA government cherishes and celebrates India's rich history and culture. The Prime Minister said the Union Cabinet's approval of the second phase of the Chennai Metro Rail project will help in easing traffic and improving sustainability and economic growth. On the government's decision to create a national mission on edible oils, oilseed, the Prime Minister said this mission will boost domestic oilseed production, support hard-working farmers, and encourage sustainable agricultural practices. The Supreme Court has ordered the setting up of an independent special investigation team, SIT, to investigate the allegations regarding the use of adulterated ghee in preparing prasadam laddus at Tirumala Tirupati temple. The SIT will include two officials from the CBI and Andhra Pradesh police each, and a senior officer from Food Safety and Standard Authority of India. The probe will be supervised by the CBI director. Hearing a batch of pleas on the matter today, the Apex Court said it has not observed anything on the merits of the allegations and counter-allegations in the matter and clarified that it is passing the order to assuage the feelings of crores of devotees of the Tirumala temple deity. All arrangements have been made in Haryana for polling for the single-phase assembly elections tomorrow. Voting will be held for 90 seats in the state. 1,031 candidates are in the fray. The state has more than 2,03,54,000 eligible voters. A total of 20,632 polling booths have been set up for smooth conduct of elections. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 10 people were killed and 3 others injured in a road accident in Mirzapur district in the wee hours today. The mishap took place when a truck collided with a tractor trolley near Mirza Murad on Mirzapur-Varanasi border. Mirzapur SP Abhinandan informed that the tractor trolley was carrying 13 labourers. The injured have been admitted in hospitals. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in Mirzapur. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of those who lost their lives in the road mishap. The injured will also be given 50,000 rupees under the Pradhan Mantri National Relief Fund. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar reached Colombo this morning on a day-long visit to Sri Lanka. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet President Anurakumara Dissanayake as well as Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasurya. He is also expected to have discussions with his counterpart Vijita Herath. India, Nepal and Bangladesh have signed a trilateral agreement to export 40 megawatts of electricity from Nepal to Bangladesh through India's power grid. The tripartite agreement signed in Kathmandu yesterday enables Nepal to sell electricity to Bangladesh for the first time. Nepal has only been exporting electricity to India. As per the agreement, Bangladesh will now import 40 megawatts of electricity from Nepal. Israel launched strikes on central Beirut overnight, marking its deepest attack into the Lebanese capital till date. The assault resulted in at least 9 casualties and was accompanied by expanded evacuation orders north of the United Nations buffer zone in southern Lebanon. The conflict took a new turn yesterday as the Lebanese army entered the fray firing at Israeli soldiers for the first time. This engagement led to the death of 2 Lebanese army soldiers. In cricket, India will begin their Women's T20 World Cup 2024 campaign against New Zealand in Dubai this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In the other match, West Indies will face South Africa at the same venue at 3:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.